Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
There's a little bit of anger in that version of that one. Probably because you had to deal with all the traffic and shit. Coming to you once again from the American Comedy Company, the favored comedy club of bald eagles, in Sweet Home San Diego. Have you guys seen Chronicon, most of which takes place in this club? A few of you have? Good, good. You can still check it out from now on. No rush, I guess. It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. Comic-Con kicks off tomorrow. Let's see your name tag, Sandy D. Impress me. Stoner Wars. The Anthony Strikes Back, part deux. I like it. It's good front row action. Ready Player One? There's that umbrella full of candy that I saw outside on the street. And KellyCon, episode 420, A New Dope, where my bong from the Chronicon poster is lighting up. And she's Princess Leia, and there's some donuts flying through the sky. It's pretty amazing. The Skeleton Timms. Finally, somebody had fun with that movie's title. Jeff, who lives at home in San Diego, and he's got an arrow, my wife. And she's got a lot of candy on hers. Casey? Yeah, the great Casey instead of the great race. There's a nice picture of Natalie Wood and her titas. Anyway, there's lots of name tags. Thanks, you guys, so much for bringing those. We've got three discerning guests who will really work hard to pick out the best possible name tags. Pittsburgh this weekend, that's right. I'm leaving Comic-Con early to come to Pennsylvania, so you better show up, Pittsburghers. L.A., Monday night, I'm doing my second annual Goon screening at CineFamily. Come out to that. It's going to be completely uninterrupted by me. It's just a great movie that I like to watch with an audience. DougLovesMovies.com for all your Doug Betson tour info. From the corrections department, Meg Ryan was not in the mean season. Now it's time for tweet relief. Tweets about tweets about movies. Tired Meme Cat tweeted to me, Doug Benson, before renting Chronicon, I accidentally rented Morgan Spurlock's Comic-Con. Bet I'm not alone. I bet you're not, Meme Cat. This has been Tweet Relief. Tweets about my new movie. Next free Doug Loves Movies at UCB is Los Angeles. In Los Angeles is this Tuesday, July 14th at 7 o'clock sharp. And I'm doing stand-up Wednesday, July 15th at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. It's a good one.
The guests all brought stuff, too. This is just the stuff that I brought. I was walking over here, and I got one of these foam finger things for Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. And I guess it's like sort of like a, what's it supposed to be, like a buzzsaw or something? All right, and you stick your hand up in there, and you go like that. Gee, that's a lot of fun. Somebody's really going to be in luck. Like, you can't just go get those out there. From my new friends at Mindful in Denver, this packet that's this is how you're supposed to carry your weed in Colorado to make it all legal and such. And then from the Tempe, Arizona show, I saved one mandel. I flew with a mandel. They're very, very heavy. My glass was jumping up and down like we were in Jurassic Park. Remember that first one a long time ago? I was just on At Midnight for the 18th time, so I brought you some Bananagrams. And, oh, this is fun. A friend of mine in Houston, Texas, makes these little things that you can put a roach in and then put it up to your mouth, and they're cute, but then you don't burn your mouth. And this one is a little minion. And I don't think there are any one-legged minions. One of his legs just fell off in transit. Or I think when she handed it to me, I think it busted off in my hand because I'm a klutz. All of that, plus what my guests brought. You know, it's Comic-Con, so the guests are always great. But this year, I think you guys are going to be pleased because it's three favorites on the show. Please give a big warm welcome to Graham Elwood, Jeff Tate, and Mark Wahlberg. Sorry, Mark, I have a kind of a cough, so I might cough on you a little bit during the show tonight.
It's all right, dude.
How you doing? It's been a while. Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Fucking right you are. I'm here. What's going on, Doug?
Not much. I haven't seen Ted 2 yet. I apologize for that.
What's wrong with you, dude?
It's just you and the bear again, right?
Fucking killing it is what we're fucking doing.
Okay. And I walked out on Entourage. You want to know why?
You just couldn't handle how good it was?
No, once I got to your scene, I was like, the movie's peaked. Like,
you're
in it too little, you're not in it enough.
Yeah, but I fucking steal that shit, don't I?
I think you should have played Vince from the start. I think it should have always been you as yourself, because that guy's not a movie star like you.
Yeah, I know, that's a good point, but it just took up way too much fucking time. And then they were like, what about Donnie? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson's on a TV show on HBO now, Ballers, which is just Entourage but with sports.
Yeah, but The Rock fucking needs that. I don't need shit.
San Andreas and The Last Fast and Furious are some of the biggest movies that have been out. He's doing great in
movies. Okay, one, the fucking environment's the fucking star of the movie. And the other one...
Kind of like The Happening?
Yeah. Except for in that. Except for in that, I won. And then the other movie, he spends a whole fucking movie in a cast. That's not acting. Go fucking see Fear. That's fucking acting. You're lucky I was in town.
You have
though,
nothing
dude.
To fear but fear itself. Why? What's going on? Why?
I think it's pretty fucking obvious. Shark Week.
Oh, you're busy during Shark Week because you're out punching sharks?
Fuck yeah, dude. We just go down the coast. I get in the cage. I wait and I fucking punch them. And you know what? They're like, thank you. I'm like, you're welcome, you fucking shark. It's great.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show, Mark.
Thanks, dude.
Let's meet the other fellas. Jeff Tate is here, you guys.
Hello. Hi, Doug.
Jeff gets so excited when he gets to sit next to Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm hoping for some of that magic to rub off on me.
The fuck's that mean, dude?
I don't know.
I don't think it was sarcastic. I think he just really thinks you're great and wants to be like you.
I'm a fan. Have you seen Two Guns?
Have I fucking seen it? Yes. It's called A Mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rad, man.
It is really fucking good. It was me and the dude from Glory just fucking killing shit.
Do you, Morgan Freeman, do you...
Yeah, he's great in that.
Yeah, do you watch your own movies?
I mean, sometimes. Like, Transformers I'll fucking watch because it's... Those robots are fucking crazy, dude. Other than that...
Boogie Nights? Have you given Boogie Nights an extra view ever?
Sometimes I'll watch fucking Renaissance Man.
Did they have to give you a smaller dick in Boogie Nights? Is that what I heard? That you just, like, your regular dick is so big that one that was like a foot was shorter than usual?
True story.
Why am I bombing tonight?
I think everybody bombs when Mark Wahlberg's in the house.
True story, that mirror is 72 feet away.
All right, okay. That's right.
So that's how they did it.
Okay.
See, if you didn't say the bombing thing, he would have come in with a nice laugh and you set him up.
I'm here but to help you.
He still got the laugh. We both got laughs then.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Donnie's a movie star.
And Graham Elwood is here.
Take control, gas lamp.
Take control of your bowels.
Of your quarter.
Graham, let's talk about it. It's coming up rapidly. L.A. Podfest.
Fourth annual,
September 18th through 20th at the Sofitel Hotel. There was a couple, Wendy and Mike, who I think got engaged there last year, and they had a baby, and they named the baby Podfest.
Oh, that's going to be a miserable life for that
child.
What
is wrong with you?
What? I should, they named it Han Shot First Podfest, and then whatever the fuck the kid's last name is, I don't care. But it was great. So, yeah, come to Podfest. Doug, you're in it. You're doing Podfest. I know Scarborough Country's there, so I believe Mr. Wahlberg will be there.
He might come by. Yeah, we'll try to get Jeff to come by. But all the great podcasters are going to be there for all under one roof, and it's a really fun weekend. I'm going to do my food podcast, Dining with Doug and Karen, so at that one everyone will get to try all the food. And that was fun when we did it there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a great event. And also, where are we at with the earbuds, the podcast movie?
Earbuds, we're in the final stages of that. I'm actually driving back early Friday after Comic-Con. We're finishing that up, and we will be previewing it at the PodFest. That'll be the first ever screening of it, so come up for that. And other things. I've been stuck in a fucking editing room. I don't get to see the sun anymore.
Wait, you're going to show the movie for the first time at PodFest?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So really, it's I'm excited but also terrified because everyone watching it will be either in it, gave money to Kickstarter, or both. So if they hate it, I'm going to fucking, you'll never see me again. I'm going to run free and murder.
Hey, Graham.
Why murder?
Graham.
Why is murder one of the options?
Jeff, it is always one of the options.
No.
Hey, Graham Elwood.
Yes, Mark.
I'm just going to say, if your movie fucking sucks, I will do a 1.5-minute scene and save that shit.
Done deal. We're going to put you in it.
Fucking make it happen.
Yeah.
You know what? Get Adrian Grenadewater to be in it. And we'll just do a scene where I make fun of him in a hallway again. People fucking love that shit.
Yeah, we're gonna ink a deal with Adrian Grenadewater. It's going to be rad.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot
something
dogs
like
and
that.
Grenade water.
Hot
yeah,
dogs and grenade
like
water.
Who gives a shit?
Jeff, Meg Ryan isn't in the Mean Season.
No, I've
yeah,
found that
you
out.
You tricked me on that one episode.
It wasn't intentional.
I know, but you did it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Have you been in the movies lately, Jeff?
No, the last movie I saw was Escape Plan on HBO.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Four guys in the audience.
Who wooed that? Yeah, Escape Plan.
I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was great.
Has there ever been a movie where, like, two, like, you know, convicted murderers escape and go on the lam, and the whole time you're hoping they get caught? Like, every movie where somebody escapes from prison is like Shawshank, where it's like they were, imprisoned wrongly, and then they have the escape saga. Like, well, what happens in Escape Plan? What's the premise?
This one has both.
What?
Sylvester Stallone is wrongly imprisoned,
uh-huh,
but Arnold Schwarzenegger helps him. And he is rightfully imprisoned.
Why? What did he do?
I was rightfully imprisoned.
It's unclear what he did, but I believe...
They're rounding up the Austrians.
Is that fucking true?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look it up.
All right, I'll have somebody look it up.
Anyway, they get out. It's fucking cool.
Oh, don't spoil it.
I don't know if they're going to get out of the movie entitled Escape Plan.
What about you, Graham? Have you been... what's the last thing you saw? You're always catching up with the latest movies.
I just saw
movies.
Me and Earl and a Dying Girl, and that's a really excellent movie.
You like that?
Yeah, I loved it a lot. I recommend that a lot. And I saw that to do a palate cleanse from that bag of dicks, Terminator Genesis.
I turned that down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which part?
Sarah Connor.
Oh, okay. They were going to do a gender blind casting on that?
I was like, you fucking come with me if you want to fucking live. Like, you can't say it that way. I'm like, then I'm not in your fucking movie.
I am out. I thought that the main kid in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, I thought that he looked like Pete Holmes and Fred Armisen had a baby. Yeah, the only people laughing are the ones that know that that's exactly what he looks like. What about you, Mark? Have you been to the cinema?
I did. I just fucking saw a movie, and I have two issues with it. I saw Inside...
First of all, you're not in it.
Turned it down. I saw... I saw Inside Out.
Okay.
First off...
You have problems with Inside Out?
I do. First off, fuck those people for making me cry over Bing Bong. They should disclaimer that shit. Secondly, I found the movie unbelievable. Like, I couldn't fucking believe... Because... Well, you guys are normal people. Do you guys live with fear? Is that a thing?
I think a lot of people do have fear and panic. You don't have either of those.
Couldn't fucking identify.
You don't have sadness?
Either. Nope.
All you have is joy and anger.
That's fucking it, dude. And you know what? It's fucking working. For the listener at home, I stood up because I fucking meant it.
Definitely update the folks at home whenever you stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up next to you.
What?
And defend you still today.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Feel it.
You fucking do feel it.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Mark?
Oh, fuck. I brought some good shit.
I watched a movie today on HBO called Lucky You. It's about poker, and I actually really liked it. Eric Bana and Robert Duvall, and I liked it. So if you have HBO or HBO Go or whatever, and you like poker, there's a lot of poker in it.
All right, I brought something for fun.
Okay.
Because this is the Comic-Con time.
Yeah.
It's called Spin the Fucking Shot. You put a fucking shot in there and you spin an arrow. Do you win? Do you get drunk? Who knows? Play the fucking game.
It's like spin the bottle, but without kissing, just
getting fucked
just
up.
Just doing fucking shots.
Getting drunk, doing shots. What a fun thing.
Then I bought something else. We're not fucking around.
That's not it?
That is not it. Okay. I was in a movie that widely was regarded as deserving multiple Academy Awards.
Can I guess which one you're talking about?
Yes. You're going to be right no matter which one you say.
All right. Lone Survivor?
It is fucking okay. Lone Survivor. Here's what it is.
I saw that right down the street here at the Gas Lamp Reading.
This is a fucking survival tool. No, I don't know what your life is like. Maybe you're in a gang. Maybe you're trying to fight your way out. I don't fucking care. But this will help you. And you will be the lone survivor, which means you're better than everyone else you fucking know because they died. You're welcome.
Survival tool. Oh, it's like you put it in your wallet.
I don't know. It's something weak people need.
And you can open a bottle. You can... You can shave with it. You can shiv somebody in the gut with it. Yeah, it's a survival tool. $8 retail.
Oh, I don't. They didn't charge.
Apologies, $6. Yeah. You just put it in your pocket and walked out the door, didn't you?
No, I said taking this, and they said whatever you want, Mark.
Oh, Urban Outfitters.
I don't know.
Is that why the glass is broken at that store? Is because you threw somebody against the window?
Look, that fucking person said, "Have a good day," and I'm like, "You don't fucking know me."
You don't know my joy and my anger.
Nope.
All right. What'd you bring, Jeff?
It's just like regular stuff.
Well,
like if you're, like
there
if you're,
goes your hope of that magic rubbing off, Jeff.
It's not a spin the shot or a mandel. You just got regular stuff.
Yeah, like if you're lost in the woods or whatever and you need to open a bottle, none of this will help. But I have a copy of my album. I got potential.
Yeah.
A copy of an album I really like called Coward's Path by Mishka Shubali. He's a singer. He sings about drinking and losing stuff. So it's like a musical version of my albums. Like mine is just like talking about drinking and fucking everything up, and his is rhymes.
Yeah, there's three tracks on here called Taxes in Jail, Alcoholism, and Eating Alone.
Yeah, I think those are about... Those all happened to me in April.
Yeah.
And a denim on denim shirt, pal, right there.
Jeff Chait.
Which you can get to off my website, justanotherclown.com. You can buy that shirt, the Hot Dogs and Gatorade shirt, or the Decency or Death shirt. And 20% of the money I make goes to a domestic violence shelter.
Hey, man. Yeah. Nice.
For what?
What?
I was going to try to move on because I don't want to make domestic violence jokes, but Graham.
Oh, thanks to hand that over to me.
Speaking of domestic violence.
Wow.
You've been married a few times.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, to a Brazilian who fucking beat the shit out of me. Who whistled?
Aren't you into all that jiu-jitsu shit?
Yeah, man. I learned it from my ex-wife.
You just learned it all backwards?
Yeah.
Like as it was coming at you?
Does this technique work?
Who'd you learn it from?
My wife! I got a cue from a woman wearing some kind of weird furry hat back there.
And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Well, Jeff, I have a... Jeff, who are you again? That's right, Don. I have a courtesy of Astoy merchandise. I have a one-of-a-kind, these are not for sale, Palm Strike hoodie.
That is a nice item.
There you go, look at that. It says on the back. In the pocket is a little card. You got to come see me after the show so I can get your info, but it's a free weekend pass to the Los Angeles Podcast Festival.
Oh, that's
nice. Oh, shit.
All my stuff seems like it's not for sale since no one really buys it.
No, but you're going to have like eight of your eight CDs for sale to the audience after
the
show, right?
Four of each.
Four of each. So you can double up and get both if you want, if you're first in line. But yeah, come see Jeff after the show. He'll be out front smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
I'm going to take a picture with this guy with the Caddyshack shirt because he's got a Bushwood Country Club.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Caddyshack, are we playing that game, Mark?
No, we're technically not playing that game right now.
We should be.
Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Nice quote! Nice! Nice pull!
By height. That was from that movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Fine, yeah.
How do you measure yourself against other golfers? Yeah. By height. Yeah. He's very tall.
Thank you very little.
Mm. Nice hat. What, do you get a free bowl of soup with it? Oh. But it looks good on you, though. That wasn't me slamming Jeff. That was a quote from the movie. You guys are like, you're being mean to Jeff. I'm quoting the movie.
Be the ball, Danny. All right.
Right back in the lumberyard.
Look at this fucking Batman jersey wearing idiot. That's also from the movie. What? We're just quoting Caddyshack. I'm just quoting.
I love that scene.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in. Who's the fucking mope with the Dark Knight jersey?
Remember when Ted Knight became from New York?
Oh, fucking Ted Knight, this fucking guy.
That sounds like Dice. Andrew Dice Ted Knight.
Since we're at Comic-Con, it's preview night of Comic-Con. It starts in earnest tomorrow. Let's start with Graham and just go down the line. What is your favorite comic book movie adaptation? I think I have a guess for which one would be Graham's favorite.
See, the new Wonder Woman thing. Which is your
favorite of the three most recent Batman films? If you had to pick one, or the original. Yeah, if you want to go back to Adam West when he throws a bomb at a shark.
Yeah. Sir, I'm going to need you to leave. Staircase.
Is Jaws a Batman movie?
Yeah, it is.
Is Batman a comic book?
I'd say, man, it's a tough one. Either The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises. I mean, it's hard to say no to Heath Ledger, but then you've got Bane, so everything's right in the world. All three movies are the favorite.
Okay. Jeff?
Okay.
I can't argue with you. I like those movies.
What if I said Red 2? Mine is mine is Batman with Michael Keaton, the original.
Oh, is that what you meant by the original? All right, I'm glad you guys liked that movie.
All of you who clap should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, I mean,
there needs to be some fucking nerd-on-nerd crime after this. I want to see some beatdowns on these fucking Mike Keaton.
Someone's gonna
or we could just go bat dance. Because that's a highlight of that film.
That's one of my favorite parts of the movie is that it's Gotham City, it's super wacky, everything's crazy, and Prince exists. And the Joker's a huge fan, and one guy in his gang just walks around playing Prince songs. That's all his job is in the gang, is to take a fucking boombox around playing Prince songs that only exist in Gotham City, but it's still Prince, the one we know too.
So he's kind of like that guy in the new Mad Max that just plays the guitar in the front of the fucking...
Yeah.
All right, now I'm down with it.
They should have got like Prince for Mad Max. That would have been hilarious if he played
that
guitar.
It might have been Prince. His face was all painted. We don't know. And Fire came out. Prince does that, probably.
I've never seen Fire come out of Prince. Mark Wahlberg, do you have a favorite comic book movie? Have you been in a comic book movie? Max Payne, I guess?
Yeah. That movie was fucking great. You know, I'd probably have to say my favorite... Oh, man. I could just be an asshole and say League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Chasing Amy.
Yeah, I'd probably have to go. Probably have to go Spider-Man 2.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Doc Ock and everything.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Yeah, I like Alfred Molina.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty fucking great. So.
Yeah, that movie's great. That movie's great.
Written down ahead of time, my answer, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
G-O-G.
They recently announced the sequel's going to be called Volume 2, which is great because it's a reference to the...
Music.
Music, exactly.
I know fucking music.
Wait, they're naming the second one after the soundtrack? That's pretty wild.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it's not silly, you know? It's just volume two.
Yeah, it's
just
cool.
Fucking, let's do this.
I forgot.
GOTGVT.
I forgot Guardians was a comic book movie, but I'm still going to stick with Batman.
Yeah, yeah. No, they'll probably, you know, jam in some sort of character from the rest of the Marvel Universe in the next one, because they're really trying to do that. I hear a few show up in Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Now it's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Let's fucking do this. Who wants to win?
I was born in it. Gentlemen, they always do a great job here in San Diego with the name tags, especially Comic-Con week. So go ahead and pick who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Comic-Con 2015 has begun. So whether you're at Comic-Con or wish you were, rent or own my movie, Chronicon, from iTunes or on VOD and lots of other places where you get motion picture entertainment. And thanks to all of you who have watched and enjoyed the silliness. Back to the show.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Graham?
I'm playing for Jen and her bag of donuts.
Oh, donuts. Pass them down. We got to throw them back into the crowd. That's how it works.
I'm going to save one.
Yeah, sure, because I know how you love sugar. Sugary, flowery
makes
things.
Makes me fucking get whacked out.
Are they gluten-free donuts?
No.
They're also hard to get out of the bag, apparently. Oh, look at him. Just
did you
eating one.
When you got divorced, did you start eating gluten? Because I started drinking again a lot when I got divorced. Was your
yeah,
off the
I was
wagon?
Like, I can't handle this anymore. Fucking gluten and dairy. Fucking life.
I'm going to eat cheese and crackers till I'm not sad anymore.
Oh, this is going to be messy. It's going to be messy.
Can I do this, Doug?
Yeah, do it. But be careful. Don't hit anybody in their.
Only put your hand up if you fucking
expensive clothes.
Only put your hand up if you worked out today.
Oh shit!
Oh, that guy.
Yeah! Eat
you fucking it. Earned it.
You fucking earned it.
All right, who wants the other half of the donut Graham took a bite out of?
I ripped it with my hand. I did not put my mouth on that.
Yeah, he didn't.
But if you put your mouth on one end, we'll go side to side like the
dogs in Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp.
It's so I can like feel the calories on my hand.
That was a protein donut, right?
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Anthony.
From the front row.
Yeah, the Anthony Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
And full title is too long.
Stoner Wars, yeah.
Stoner Wars, the saga.
We
continues.
Talked about it earlier because I like that one.
Oh, yeah, I picked it.
Okay, cool.
Anthony.
And Mark, who are you playing for?
I'm playing because they had a movie based off of, like, everyone was inspired by me. It's called Magic Megan.
Wait, you think the Magic Mike films were inspired by you?
It's fucking hot, sexy dudes dancing.
All right, I take it back.
Dude, look at you in the front.
Yeah, I know. They put my face on Magic Mike's body. I feel pretty good about it.
Fun, hot, and sexy.
I'm going to begin a new life as an exotic dancer. I don't think that's what they call them, though, the male ones. Exotic? They just call them strippers.
Yeah.
Fucking strippers. All right, well, let's play some games. We're going to start off with... somebody's going to win all those fabulous prizes, one of these three people. And thanks again to everybody else who made name tags. And let's start with how much did this shit make? In honor of Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck getting a divorce... How much did that shitty...
It happened to them, too.
How much did that shitty... comic book movie they made called Daredevil. How much did Daredevil make? We'll start with Graham. It's in millions without going over. Daredevil, where Ben Affleck was blind. Favreau was in there, I think.
God, the new Netflix series I love, but this
Yeah,
movie,
I haven't seen that yet. It's good?
It's really good. I love it. I love it a lot. Yeah, right? It's awesome. It's great. Boy, that movie was pretty shitty. And I think I'm going to have to say $53 million, which it had a big budget, so that made it, it tanked it. That's
okay.
A tank for that.
All right, fair enough. Jeff, what do you think?
$80 million.
Okay.
Atta boy.
Very decisive.
What, just fucking say it.
Just spit it out. $80 million. Nail it. And Mark Wahlberg, if someone's recommending a dollar, as they do, or someone says you should bid Amy Adams, I think you would lose if you said that, because she's not worth as much as this movie made.
Is that mousy
she's
girl?
She's dead to me. What?
Is that the mousy girl from Poison Ivy 2?
No, she's the girl that was your co-star in The Fighter, you idiot. Is it because she got nominated for an Oscar and you didn't? Is that why you
just prefer
blocked it out?
No.
Let's not think about her or Christian Bale or that other lady.
Sorry, Doug, I was thinking about my workout for tomorrow. What were you saying? All right, I will go
with... How
much
do you think Daredevil made?
Oof. $88 million.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Well, I just doesn't really agree with you. A lot of people thought you should have gone with $1, but that would have been...
I guarantee it made more than a dollar, you fucking morons. Even a ticket costs, like, what, $2-3?
But the idea is... But they're saying if it made less than 53 and you bid a dollar, then you would win. That's why they were suggesting it.
Well, I know it made more than a dollar.
Okay. No, I'm saying...
This is a great conversation.
Unfortunately, Mark is the closest because it made $102.5 million.
Yeah, so take your $1 and fuck it.
Because remember, Graham, they had to have a reason to make Elektra with just Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
So it did pretty good.
Ugh.
We'll do next summer, we'll do Elektra. Because I'm sure Jennifer and Ben will be up to some more new interesting things. Let's play the brand new game that everybody loves. It's a sensation all the world over. Whose tagline is it anyway? We'll start with Mark, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then we'll go to Graham. This is an individual game where I'll just say a tagline specifically to you. If you can't get it right, then it moves to the next guy. And audience, please no helping. What movie, Mark Wahlberg, had the tagline, "When you can live forever, what do you live for?" When you can live forever, what do you live for? Did somebody say Little Fockers?
I don't think that's it.
What do you live for, you little fuckers? You got nothing to live for, you little fuckers.
Hey, you guys get that joke, right? Like, it's like, sounds like fucker.
Well,
wait a second.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like they're almost cursing, but they're not.
So
it's
when
like, so when they're like, you fuckers, right? Like, my parents can laugh at it. You didn't get that?
I never got that.
You should go watch it again, but know that they're just like, they're pretending, they're swearing.
When you can live forever, what do you live for?
Good heads up, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you.
My first thought is Fern Gully.
That could be one of those exotic dancers' names.
I'm gonna have to go with Twilight, New Moon.
That is correct.
What? Whoa!
It's just a good vibration. Boom, 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 boom.
Wait a second, though. What did you say? Twilight, New Moon.
Yeah, is that not correct?
No, it's the first Twilight, so it's wrong.
It's all right. Hey,
it's just a good vibration.
Oh.
But you guys are the losers.
But you did say Twilight and pause for a second, so that's why I said correct.
Fair enough. Now I'm only going to fuck a dozen girls after this show.
That's your punishment?
It's their punishment.
You're going to cap it at mine? Wait, who's getting punished? How do you fuck?
Competitively.
No, that's not how you're supposed to do it.
You just get in there with some anger and joy and do your thing.
That's it. That's all you need.
All right. Sorry about that, Mark.
That's all right.
That was really impressive, though, that you
felt good.
Almost got it.
The only title I could think the full one of was Twilight New Moon. Is the first one just called fucking Twilight?
I think so.
It should be called Twilight. Why are you watching us?
Dusk.
Because it's what you live for. That's why. All right, Jeff gets the next one. What movie is this from, Jeff? Man has made its match. Now it's his problem. Man has made its match. Now it's his problem.
Whose problem?
Yeah, whose problem is it? That might lead you to the title, figuring out whose problem it is.
RoboCop.
Oh no!
Two?
Sorry. RoboCop. Stop it. Get one guess. RoboCop New Moon?
That's what I was going to say.
RoboCop Eclipse?
RoboCop Spring Break.
The saga continues.
A Weekend at RoboCop.
Part 2. Graham, do you have... I was shushing the audience, not you.
Okay, wow.
Graham was looking at me like, "Why? I should be able to speak. I'm in this." Man has made his match. Now it's his problem. What's that from?
Oh, Ernest Saves Christmas.
Well, there you go.
Santa's in the slammer.
All right.
No, that's since you both, goes to jail.
Since all three of you missed, I'm going to put all three of you back in the game. And in this particular case, the movie is called... Do you have an idea, Mark? I guess?
That fucking movie...
It seems like something. It seems like one of your movies.
Yeah, no, is it that movie with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He's made a few.
But no, the fucking robots.
If I had to guess, are you thinking of...
iRobot?
Yeah.
What? iRobot? No, that's not a bad one, though.
Yeah, God.
The answer is Blade Runner. Blade Runner. Classic science fiction. They made the robots, and now it's the Blade Runner.
Good call.
It's his problem.
Deckard is a replicant.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's about robots?
Oh, yeah.
That was about speed skaters.
Blade Runner, go get the gold.
I thought it was about Bonnie Blair. Is that too old a reference?
Yes.
Fair enough. I just like to know why it doesn't work.
Let's start with Mark again.
We're back in this?
Yeah, you're back in because all three of you just missed, so I might as well put you all back in.
And we're back up to 36.
What?
Nothing. Let's go.
What movie is this from? The tagline. Slam 'em. What? Sorry, I have sloppy writing. That's not it.
Yeah.
The actual answer is not much better. Slam Evil! Exclamation point.
Slam Evil?
Slam Evil.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Slam fucking Evil.
I'm going to give whoever gets... If any of you get this one right, I'm going to give you $20. Why is someone yelling something out? That's what I thought. You'll have to deal with Mark if you yell out an answer.
Slam. That sounds Evil. Like a basketball reference. You know what? Let's go Air Bud 2 above the rims.
Above the rims?
There's two on a court.
Is it?
All right, Jeff has a guess.
The Phantom.
That's correct.
Yeah.
How the fuck? How did you know that?
$20 cash.
How did you know that? Is it just the $20 that made you figure it out?
Yeah. No, I worked at King's Island in Cincinnati when that movie came out, and they showed the premiere of it was in the theater there. And I watched it, and it's great. It's got this guy, Billy Zane, who's way better than fucking... Right? Like,
Billy Zane.
No, you're, that movie was. I thought Billy I used Zane. To think it was hilarious. There was this scene where
you're insane.
Christy Swanson says your dog's a wolf, and he goes, "I know." That's a good movie. That's good writing, right? Like, I think Robert Towne wrote it.
Isn't Alec Baldwin in it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I've seen it a lot.
All right. We move on to Graham. Mark remains out if Graham, regardless what Graham does, Mark's just out. But if Graham misses this, then this is Jeff's win. What movie is the tagline, "The Legend Begins"? The legend begins.
The legend begins.
Mm-hmm.
With?
Normally, if it was this quiet in this room with this many people, someone would be fucking bombing.
I feel like it's me.
Stop it, Jeff. You're doing great.
Everybody loves you, Jeff.
Which one are you going to go with, Graham?
The legend continues?
No, it begins.
Wow.
So I mean, that's probably part of your problem in thinking is that you changed it. The legend begins.
Begins. Yeah. That's the Lone Ranger.
No, I'm sorry. It's a movie. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this one. It's called Batman Begins. All right, so Graham had to take off. That's an awkward door for a quick exit.
It doesn't move. It's like you got to squeeze through it.
Bookcase, yeah.
I was hoping you'd come back with a Phantom jersey on. That'd be a pretty sweet way to rectify this.
Well, that was a really fun round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And Jeff is our winner.
I'm going to go on record. I don't like that game. Don't like it.
All right. Fair enough. What do you think about Last Man Standing?
Yeah! Now, this is a game I am on board with.
All right, I just want to remind everybody that listens to this show, everyone that's attending the show tonight, that when you tweet at me all day long that you have the perfect name for Last Man Standing. First of all, you don't. And second of all, why bother to tweet to me that? Because I'm just going to pick somebody in the audience who I like. And there is a young lady over here that made my favorite name tag because it's a version of my poster for Chronicon. She changed it to Kellycon. And so she gets to pick who we're going to play Last Man Stand with. We'll start with Jeff and then go to Mark. And what would you like us to play, Kelly?
I was thinking Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Interesting. I like
wow.
it.
Wow.
I like it.
All right. I guess we're doing a speed round.
Yeah. It might not last very long, but I like it. I don't even think
he's still in SAG.
All right, so Jeff, we'll start with you. I'm gonna play two, of course. Jeff, name a
Is this a bit?
No. That's what Kelly wants. Wait. So Jeff, Name a movie that's got Jamie Foxx in it.
Django Unchained.
Yeah, that's a good one to start off with. Mark. Marky, Marky, Mark. Mark, Mark, Mark. Mark, Mark.
Ray?
That's a dog with a speech impediment. What?
Ray?
Ray, of course. Oscar-winning performance, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he won the Oscar.
Did you turn that down,
too?
He did
a good job on that.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I fucking did. I was supposed to be the piano. A
We're really doing Jamie Foxx. Okay.
Yeah, we really are. It's really, really happening. Yeah.
Why don't we follow it up with Gilbert Gottfried while we're at it? Fucking.
Oh, I have. I know two with Gilbert Gottfried.
All right. I got a Jamie Foxx. How about Collateral?
Oh, good movie. I will go with
that's
a little.
That's why I picked it. I knew you liked it, Graham.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I took it from you.
I will go with Ali.
Ooh.
Hello.
Okay.
It's not some stupid fucking movie poster phrase movie game.
I thought that was Will Smith.
It sure was.
But there were other
in
people.
In the title role, yeah, but they had other actors that participated. And one of them was named
Jamie
Foxx.
It wasn't just a solo training video of him just like a butterfly for 90 minutes.
I've only seen the poster.
All right, Jeff, what do you got?
Horrible Bosses.
All right. Mark.
Stealth.
Oh.
Wow.
Snuck that one in there. I like it. That's a good one. I'm going to go ahead and say Horrible Bosses 2.
Wow. I will do one of the worst movies about a really great game. Any Given Sunday.
Graham, any chance he gets to complain about Any Given Sunday.
On
Any Given Sunday, he will tell you what a dumbass movie that is.
Call me up on Any Given Sunday, and I'll go, no one who's ever watched a game of football was even fucking involved in that goddamn movie. It's like, this is the pro league, and then they mention later in the movie, it's playing against the NFL. What the fuck would I give a shit about some fucking second-tier league? I just assumed it was a bunch of things because you couldn't get the rights to the NFL. Oliver Stone, just stick with fucking Vietnam.
Do you like it?
Great movie, really good. Al Pacino, the most convincing professional football coach ever.
Yeah, he's like, hoo-ah!
I'm going to take a flamethrower to that referee!
That Game of Inches speech he gives is pretty cool. Yeah,
that's not a bad speech.
No, that's a good part of the
speech. Is it your turn, Jeff? Are you stalling?
I'm just waiting for him to calm down. I've been sitting over here thinking about The Kingdom for a while.
Oh, The Kingdom.
Oh, nice, Jimmy, yeah!
Mark, it's turned out to be, he's made a lot of movies.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
Good job, Kelly. Yeah,
we've listed 7.
Nine, but who's counting?
Not me.
Yeah, you're busy trying to think of another one.
Pootie Tang?
Whoa.
Yep, well, directed by Louis C.K.
Yeah, but he's not in it.
I think he is in it.
Chris Rock's in it.
Yeah, Chris Rock is in it, but Jamie Foxx isn't in it. Thank you for playing, Mark.
No problem. When we get to a real career, let me know.
I'll take Booty Call. Yes. Graham?
Booty Call. Okay, I will go with...
Did somebody yell sheepskin? Is that what happened? Because I know there's like a lot of condom talk in that movie.
I will go with a film by the name of...
Oh, I love it when you do this. He's got to do the long ramp up to come up with something. Jeff and I are going to go head to head.
Exciting. Starring?
What?
Excuse me?
Huh?
I thought you had something. No, no, you
no,
go
no.
ahead.
What is it?
I thought you had something to say.
What's the name of the
no,
movie?
No, I didn't want to be rude. If you need to go say no, what you no, got to say, no. And then I'll come up with my thing.
No, no, you go ahead.
Okay.
That's fun. Let's do that.
Yeah. Can I get a Jack and Coke with extra muscle milk?
Ooh, if that's happening, I'll take a Budweiser, please.
Okay.
Nothing, Graham?
No, I wanted these guys to get their orders in.
Oh, okay. Do you need anything?
Yeah. Could I have just like a club soda with a lime, a long straw? And Jamie Foxx's IMDb page wrapped around it?
It wouldn't go all the way around the fucking glass. You made a great sign, though.
All right, Graham's out.
Any Given Sunday 2.
Yeah, they haven't gotten around to that yet because they heard someone hates that movie.
Fucking the dumbest movie ever.
What do you got, Jeff? It's between you and me, Jeff.
Jarhead.
God damn it. God damn it.
I know, it feels real dumb, right?
Oh.
I'm going to go with The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go with Bait.
Oh.
Right? It's set
How
up like
about...
shoots an ice bullet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Spoiler. Well, I had that mean season situation, and like this one's for real.
I'm going to get tweets tomorrow. He wasn't in Bait. I'm going to go with a motion picture called Dreamgirls.
What? Really?
Yep.
Miami Vice.
Oh!
Now, does that really count? Because I think he was just background in that. Do documentaries count, Doug?
Huh?
Do documentaries count?
Well, if he was in a feature film that was a documentary, I guess it could count. Okay. Why? What one did you think of?
I think they made one that's just 45 minutes of him licking his lips.
I can't believe Mark Wahlberg is so critical of Jamie Foxx.
I was supposed
work.
To be Ray. I wasn't going to be the fucking piano. I was supposed to be fucking Ray.
Oh, they're going to do Does some it? Colorblind casting on that?
He couldn't tell.
Because he was dead?
Yeah, that too.
Annie, a.k.a. Blanny.
Way to go, Doug.
Woo!
Racing Stripes.
What? He was the voice of one of the horses?
Yeah.
You sure?
Not at all, but... I really think he was. It's either that or Over the Hedge.
All right, I'm going to look up Racing Stripes because that's your guess. That's,
Jeff,
that's
if somebody asks you if you're sure, you say yes.
No, I've done that like four of these in a row. And
how did it work out? Did you win?
I did win,
There you fucking go, dude.
Oh, you got your beverages, guys. Just, yeah, thank you.
Oh, is that how you serve Budweiser? Or did you just run out and get the one that was most like me?
You do this.
You were just like, this guy probably wants a giant.
Thank you, sir.
Fucking, like I'm on the...
Hey, give your waitstaff a big round of applause, everybody. Tip them well. Tip them well.
I got a giant can of beer like I'm on the lawn at a Luke Bryant concert.
You look like a dude yelling at girls with pasties in Lake Havasu.
Whoopi Goldberg, Snoop Dogg, Steve Harvey, Michael Clark Duncan. There
Keep
was a lot
reading.
Of people did
Keep
the
reading.
Voices of the horses, but Jamie Foxx is not one of them. Yeah, but Jeff wins anyway because I can't win. So congratulations, Jeff.
Way to go, buddy.
Jeffy Jeff.
And what did we miss? What was the one with Robert Downey Jr. where he was homeless? The soloist.
Oh, I thought Robert Downey Jr. played both parts in that movie.
No, no. What else? 8 Million Ways to Die in the West. He had like a cameo in that? A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Django
was the first one.
Where the fuck are you?
Were you taking a shit in your seat?
What else?
Rio. He's a voice in Rio.
Oh, my God.
That's a guy with
That's
kids.
That's what I meant.
That's a guy who has kids,
yeah.
Right?
Great White Hype.
Great White Hype.
Great White Hype. Toys?
Toys?
Boys?
Boys?
That one. That
Joy's?
One.
Joy's?
Cloy's? Noise? Well, we did pretty
I
good.
I hope
with
listing
Jamie
all
Fox
these
today.
Movies has made people feel like you can do it too.
Stealth was pretty bad.
The dude works a lot.
No, he fucking does. I'll give him
two
that.
Guys from the front row left.
Oh, it's probably to go catch the women's U.S. soccer.
It's over.
That was a couple days ago. Because that's what people did. Well, the show I did a couple days ago, some people got up and left because they changed their minds and decided they wanted to watch the soccer match.
Really?
Yeah, when we did a show on Sunday afternoon. Was that when it was, Sunday afternoon?
Yeah. Were they back in their seats 14 minutes later? Because they scored four goals immediately. It was the exciting
15
minutes. No, it was four and 16.
17 and 22.
And then it immediately went back to being soccer. It was still great. I loved it.
All right, you guys. I am very excited about what's going to happen next because it's time. What? I'm giving out, free money.
Oh, wait.
That reminds me, I owe you 20.
I used to have fans.
Do you take Canadian?
You can be blasé about some things, Rose.
Is that for real?
Do not fucking... You shut your mouth.
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, try to tear this $20 bill from Canada. Okay. They're impossible to tear. Yeah, you can't do it.
It's made out of my skin. You can be blasé about some things, Rose. You can be blasé about some
things,
Rose.
We're doing lines with Mark.
The Rose.
You can be
blasé
about some things, Rose.
Purple Rose of the Cairo.
It is fucking Titanic. And that no-hack Billy Zane fucking says it.
You just called him no-hack.
He's all hack.
What, does he rap back around? Why did you say no-hack?
I always win, Jack.
Oh, Titanic.
Billy Zane again.
Boogie Nights.
That's I'm ready to go, Jack. I'm ready to fucking go, Jack.
The Mummy.
Was that was also Billy Zane though, right?
We have derailed.
All right, guys, settle down. I don't know what's happening here. I'm trying to announce an exciting new element in the show. Yes, we're gonna. This is gonna be.
Billy,
we're gonna bring a ghost onto the stage.
Well, thank God we could hide behind that bookcase.
Yeah, the scary bookcase. Guys are back. Did you just watch the first four goals and then? Oh, he's giving me the don't tell anybody I was outside sucking on my fingers.
What? Single.
I was twisting my mustache. I forgot about my microphone. Sorry.
All right. Dude on Twitter named Neil Blumpkin.
Neil.
Came to me with a suggestion that I love because as much as I love the Leonard Maltin game, it's, his app is dead and... And we're working our way towards the Super Duper Tournament of Championships. And so this is a brand new way to look at the Maltin game. It's called Reverse Maltin. Yeah. First player gets to pick from three movie titles that I have pre-chosen. Then I will tell you how many cast members are in that movie, listed by Leonard Maltin. Then the first player starts the bidding. How many people can you name from the film in any order? But it has to be names listed by Leonard. So like if the movie was Racing Stripes and you said Jamie Foxx, Leonard did not list him. And if someone bids all the names, then the next person just has to say name them. And if the person fails, then you get the point. But at any point, you can ask the person next to you to name them. And Jeff won the last game, so we'll start with Jeff, and then we'll go to Graham. Oh, shit.
Okay.
I got it, you guys. I got it. Right. Almost lost the script.
Woo!
That was a close one.
Tight.
No, I have to write down your scores on this thing, so that's why I need it.
Yeah, write it down.
I'll write it down.
Yeah. All right.
Why are you doing that?
I want somebody listening at home to just hear like a mild creep voice in one of their ears.
Wait, you did, yeah. thought.
That's right.
Stop doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Jeff. Yeah.
No, I hear it in both my ears.
All right.
Graham?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, I mean, Jeff. Go back to what you're doing, Graham. Jeff?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
For the listener at home, I'm fucking Graham. Eleven more to go.
Yeah. That's right, contraband. All right.
Oh, what? You thought you were the only one with a gun? It's a line from the movie. You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Jeff, you get to pick between, and of course, Jeff is spelled with a G. This is just a coincidence, but I've got three G movies for you. Would you like The Godfather from 1972, Ghostbusters from 1984, or the recent Great Gatsby? The Great Gatsby.
Ghostbusters. So which one?
Of course he picks Ghostbusters. And Leonard.
I've never seen the other two. I haven't seen the other two.
Okay, movies. So yeah, it's a good thing you got to pick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Graham would have been all over Great Gatsby. Just as a defensive move.
Sure.
Yeah. Leonard lists, Jeff, he lists 4, 7, 9 names. Yeah, 9 names. How many of the names listed by Leonard Maltin can you name? Jeff Tate. Ghostbusters. Screaming mad at ghosts. He's working it out in his head.
8.
What?
I thought this would be an exciting game, but I had no idea
that he would come out of the gate. You think you can name everybody but one person listed?
Yeah.
By Leonard Maltin.
Well, it depends on how he build the Stay Puft Man. Like if he build him as Stay Puft Man, I could do all 9.
Graham, that may or may not be helpful to you. What do you think? Can you name 9 people from Ghostbusters, or do you want to watch Jeff attempt to do it?
I could do so.
Yeah, that's it. I just gotta go. Okay. Yeah, I mean, name it.
I mean, that's a big bid.
Yeah.
Does he have to spell them?
Yes, he has to spell them, and he also has to say the birth date of each actor. No, all he's got to do is name 8 people that were in Ghostbusters. Go.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, Rick Moranis, Annie Potts, Sigourney Weaver, and William Atherton.
That is correct.
Nice. 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 Very nice.
Yes, it's true. That man has no dick.
Nice.
Now do the same thing for the new one.
Who was 9th?
I don't imagine anybody would be able to pull that 9th name, because I don't even remember this dude being in the movie. And I've seen Ghostbusters a lot. Reginald Vell Johnson.
In Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
According to Leonard.
He was the Marshmallow Man.
No.
I don't know. Slimer? I don't think he's in that movie.
Obviously he's from Family Matters and Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah. So, and William Atherton, so maybe it's...
But Leonard lists him in it. He's just got like a couple lines or something. Cop. Oh. He's a cop!
Why do you guys keep saying lines from Reservoir Dogs?
All right, congratulations to Jeff Tate. He won the first point in reverse Maltin.
First reverse Maltin point. Somebody on the internet, keep track of that.
That was so exciting.
That was exciting. I like this.
Yeah, this game is working out nicely.
Good
job, Neil Blumpkin.
Blumpkin!
There's no way that's his real name. No one's name is Neil.
Yeah, Blumpkins are usually... Blumpkins are usually how you really know they like you.
Yeah.
What?
No. It's a sex thing and it's gross.
It's gross.
It's like a hot Carl.
Gross is subjective.
sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just gross, and you're like, I like it anyway.
Just like the Leonard Maltin game, we're playing to 2 points, and we have a fun tiebreaker if it comes down to that. Mark Wahlberg gets to go first in the next round, followed by Graham and then Jeff. Jeff. Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, sir.
Which one of these would you like to play? Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, or Ocean's 13? Man, when we play this game, any guests of mine that get high before the show are going to be fucked. It's a real brain teaser. Which one of those do you want to do?
Let's go Ocean's 11, 1964.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say the year.
Well,
2001 is the one that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Do you still want it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Two stars from Leonard. He says this movie...
Oh, what?
He lists... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... names.
Okay.
So that's interesting. how many names can you name Mark Wahlberg?
Out of 12? Let's see.
Is that your bid, 12?
No, sir.
Out of 12.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's that dude that's not as good as me. There's that dude that's not as good as me. There's a lot of dudes that aren't as good as me. 1, 2, 3... I'll go 6.
He says 6 names, Graham. 6 out of 12. Ocean's 11.
7.
7. Jeff.
9.
Mark, he made a little jump there. Also, I should mention that you know we got to do a reasonable time limit on this. You can't sit and think about it for forever. When you're guessing, I mean.
Right. Go ahead, name it, brother.
All right. Okay. Well, if he gets it,
we might
then,
have a winner.
Then he's going to be our winner, the first ever reverse Maltin. 9 out of 12.
No, you don't get to count.
Names.
I got your name tag.
You think
tag,
it's
dude.
Cheating using
Keep
your fingers
up. I got your name tag. You hold your hands up and you count them off for me,
nope.
All right?
You put your hands down under like
Listen,
I did to Reese.
You fucking. You. What did. What?
Remember in fear on the roller coaster?
Yep. You just hide those fingers.
Son of a bitch beat me to the joke. I was going to do it different.
Always win, Jack.
George Clooney.
Of course.
Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Kahn.
Yep.
Elliot Gould.
Uh-huh. Mike.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't fuck. You keep your fucking mouth.
What's happening?
I can hear names. I can hear fucking names.
Why are you saying names?
Carl Reiner.
Why would you say any names?
Carl Reiner.
Shut the fuck up.
Carl Reiner. Who said? I didn't hear anything. I was yelling Carl
Reiner. To be fair, nobody said that name.
Carl Reiner.
And that's 9?
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
You left out Eddie Jemison and Shabu Quinn.
And Matt Damon.
The acrobat guy. And who else did he leave out?
Don
fucking Cheadle.
Matt Damon.
Don
Cheadle.
Cheadle. Wait a second. Cheeds isn't in this list.
No. Don Cheadle is not listed in the credits. Like on the poster.
He's unbilled?
Yeah. It's some weird with the
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So the one you missed was the villain, Andy Garcia.
I said Andy Garcia.
Well, so who did he miss then? Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. I missed Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Team America.
It is fucking Team America.
Jeff, I don't know how shitty your life is, but this might be the greatest one of all time.
No, my life is pretty great. I got to watch Ocean's 11 a few times.
Yeah, that, you really nailed that. Let's play one more round just for fun. But Jeff is our winner.
Nice job.
And Magic Megan. Oh, wait, who are you playing for, Jeff? Oh, the guy right up front.
Let me give him the prizes. There you go, Bushwood.
See your future make.
What's your name,
dude?
Anthony.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Anthony.
Oh,
if you go out onto the street tonight here in downtown San Diego, and you know how it gets a little rowdy sometimes, there's a little drunken activity on the street, just take that bag I just gave you that's got that man candle in there and just fucking swing it around, and you'll take on all comers. Yeah, dude.
Knock out some tourists.
Yeah, and the other guys, pass me your name tags, because I'm sure they have shitheads on the back, because this is a very professional.
I think you have my donut bag.
Professional crowd. Oh, I threw the donut bag into the... Does it have a shithead on it?
Yeah.
Pass All right, it
could you bring it back?
Please walk the donut bag to the front of the room, please.
The donut bag. I thought this said Jew for a second. I was like, wow, what a weird thing to write on a...
Yeah, I went for that one. All right. Where are all the Jews at? That's fucked up. Not cool.
All right, so we'll start with Graham and go to Mark with just one more fun round of the game. And I think this one will be particularly fun because we're at Comic-Con and Graham is wearing that shirt. Which one would you like to do, Graham? Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, or The Dark Knight Rises? Which one can you name more names?
Let's do... The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay. Leonard lists 8 names. How many of them can you name, Graham Elwood, for fun? He's thinking about it. I could name them all, but I'm looking right at it.
I'm just trying to think who's listed and who isn't. But
right.
That's the tricky part about this game. I will go 6.
He says he can do 6 of them, Mark. Now why was it again that you're not Batman in these new Batman movies?
Well, I don't like wearing that fucking suit, dude.
So you turned it down before they took it to bail?
Yeah, me and Josh Hartnett.
Hey.
Hartnett was in the mix?
He fucking turned it
down. Lucky number 11 could have gotten that?
He fucking
Penny Dreadful could have been Batman?
He turned it down too.
Oh, interesting.
He moved to Minnesota just to get away.
Why are you giving Graham clues?
What?
What?
You just said bail. Now he knows Christian Bale was in that movie.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a good point. It's a good fucking point.
I know this round is just for funsies, but...
And he also knows that Josh Hartnett is not in it.
I know.
Or Mark Wahlberg.
Or
so
Mark Wahlberg.
That's a lot of help. You're
really
right.
Really narrows it down.
No, he just knows I'm not Batman in it.
6 out of 8. Do you think you could do more, Mark Wahlberg?
Maybe I was in it.
Mark Wahlberg as Bane, everybody.
You don't know if I was in it. You know nothing.
You're also great as Mad Max in the scenes where he has a mask on.
Yes.
How many, Mark?
Okay.
Donnie D on the backup. Drug free, so put the crack up.
Come on, feel it.
Feel it.
Yo.
It's about that time.
To bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme.
That sounds like robot Bane.
You get yours, I'll get mine.
Is this what Blade Runner's about?
Sound like Bane at all.
Feel it.
Yeah. All right. What is it, Mark? You going to bid more or you going to ask
fuck
him?
Fuck that shit. I got to let the dude who plays for Team Batman do it.
Okay.
Name it,
Graham, Mark. Name 6 of the 8 people that are in Dark Knight Rises.
Bushwood, give me a count.
Here we go, Bushwood.
Gary Oldman.
Good with the count.
Michael Caine. Morgan Freeman.
Three.
Christian Bale. Tom Hardy. Show me the five. Don't fucking hide the fucking...
You gotta earn it, bro.
Now, this is where I know I'm just trying to figure out who...
Right. Am I right?
I don't know how to pronounce her name, but the... Well... Well...
I don't know what's wrong with people. Why would you say anything out loud?
You don't get to have sex with
me. I don't know how to pronounce her last...
Yeah, sex with Mark Wahlberg's off the table.
Off the table
you say
for
it,
you.
And that goes for the men, too.
You could... I mean... You
well, I mean... I know Liam Neeson is in it because he has a flashback in it, but...
Wait. What?
Yeah, yeah. When he's in the prison.
Are you, so that counts.
Are you thinking about...
No, no.
Empire Strikes Back?
He's not in Empire Strikes Back. You're thinking of the other three, the shitty ones.
Oh, I got
yeah,
my...
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, all right. Slam Evil, right? That's yeah. from that movie, right?
Graham, who you got five. You give us one more.
Well, what's it, Mary Cotillard? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but that chick. The chick who plays Raza, you know, Ra's al Ghul's daughter that stabs him.
Okay.
And Liam Neeson. I mean, I'll put Liam Neeson in there. I don't know if he's
You
listed.
Can't put more in there. You got to get exactly six. And I'm not going to hold against you because we're not even playing for anything that you can't pronounce Marion Cotillard. But yeah, she's in it, and you are correct.
Yeah. Right here, man.
Liam Neeson.
Anne Hathaway.
Is Liam Neeson
has
listed?
A considerably smaller part than Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right.
And
Anne Hathaway.
Who was the other one you didn't
Anne
get?
Hathaway.
Morgan Freeman.
Anne
Morgan
oh
Freeman.
Oh my God! Please, no! Do not. She's like fucking Beetlejuice. Do not say her name three fucking times. My
Wait,
God.
Are you for real? She's like, say it. Do it.
Do
it.
Do not.
No, I said I said Morgan Freeman. I didn't say Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
You guys are fucking.
Anne Hathaway,
Gary
Oldman.
I did say Gary Oldman.
Yeah, yeah. So the ones you missed were Anne Hathaway and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And good job, Graham.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. You done did it,
Doug.
And Graham, that you get to plug your shit first. That's a weird way of putting it. You get to
bring out your butt plugs. Yeah, the LA Podfest, September 18th through 20, lapodfest.com. You can get a weekend pass for $100. Sir, come see me after the show, I'll give you your stuff. And of course, all my tour dates, my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, Twitter, all that stuff, grahamelwood.com. Thank you so much, San Diego. I love coming here.
Mark, what's coming up for you?
Can
what's
I ask
your
you a
next
question?
What?
Do you want to do a line? Do we have time?
I guess so. The show's over. I don't know.
It is.
I don't know what you're doing, but
I just wanted to do one.
This
with
is
you.
The part where I'm wrapping it up.
Okay, we'll wrap
but,
it up.
But give us one more line.
You got your nickname from the dog? You got your nickname from the dog?
Fievel.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Crusade.
It is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah, somebody in the audience got
it. There used
it.
To
Good
be
job.
Fucking rules to this game. Okay.
What do you mean? What's happening now? You're going to do another one?
No, I'm going to plug my shit, bro.
Oh, okay.
Check out Ballers. I'm EPing that shit on HBO.
Is that for really?
Yeah, dude.
No wonder it's so much like Entourage.
You know why I did it? Because I just fucking love Cordry. I was like, I'll make a fucking
Rob
show.
Rob Cordry is the greatest.
I fucking love Rob Cordry. That motherfucker, I told him, I'm like, dude, you tell me what you want to wear your suit and be rich, I'll fucking build a show around it. Okay, the other thing I got fucking going on, Wahlburgers 2. Why have you not eaten there? That's what we're calling the fucking season. Go fucking check that out. And then tomorrow, dropping on iTunes, another fucking episode of the fucking Wahlberg Solution. You guys fucking check that shit out. Anne Hathaway's back, because I fucking hate myself. And Michael Caine and John Roy and Reba fucking McIntyre. So check that
all
shit.
All of them are going to be on there?
They're all
Holy
on
shit,
it. Drops tomorrow
amazing.
On iTunes.
They were all in the Dark Knight Rises.
Reba. No, they weren't.
I've never seen the movie.
Reba was in fucking... Reba was in Tremors, dude.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate, our winner today. Congratulations. We'll see you back on the show soon. All you guys will be back soon. But what else have you got going on, Jeff?
I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, July 9 through 12. That's right. tomorrow, today, if you're not here. Like, if you're here and you're leaving for some reason, going there, come see me. Next week, St. Louis, Westport Funny Bone, 15 through 19. I got a big tour this fall. Hit me up on my website, justanotherclown.com. I'm going fucking everywhere. Chicago, Nashville, everywhere. Philadelphia, New York, Boston.
That's everywhere.
Portland.
Yeah.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Guild Theater in Albuquerque.
Guild Cinema.
Yeah, okay, cinema.
I think that guy's going to let me pick what movie we watch after.
Like, we're gonna watch. And you're leaning towards?
I told you Big Trouble in Little China, but mm-hmm. then I remembered I really want to see Midnight Run also on a big
screen.
Oh,
yeah, Midnight Run's great.
That might be fun, too. Maybe.
Maybe The Truth About Charlie?
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe,
fucking
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can't get those other two or any of the other things I choose, Truth About Charlie, be right up there, man.
All
right.
Oh, right. I forgot to... I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv August 29th.
August 29th, if you're in Hollywood, go see Graham Elwood, Jeff Tate, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah!
Thank you, guys.
Have a great Comic-Con.
And as always... A certain dude who has an affinity for Jell-O pudding pops and Quaaludes is a shithead. I put your name tag on the floor if you want to come back and get it. I don't think the person who brought this bag, Jen, is going to want that back. And she was, it's so nice, she even wrote on the back of the donut bag, shithead, don't read until the end. The Hall H line is a shithead.
For Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug